Bible reading number 100, Joshua 6, verses 20 through 27. Jericho fell. When the priests blew the trumpets long, and the people heard that, the people did shout. When the trumpets blasted and the people shouted extra loud, the walls collapsed, and each soldier of the army ran straight ahead into the city. The Israelites seized Jericho. They completely destroyed every living thing in the city. They killed every man and woman, even the young people and the old people. They killed all the cattle, the sheep, and the donkeys too. Joshua told the two men who had spied on the land, "Go into the prostitute's house and bring her out, and bring out all of her relatives who are with her. Do this because of the oath which you swore to her." So the two young spies went into that house and brought Rahab out. They also brought out her father and her mother and her brothers and all those persons who were with her. They put her entire family in a safe place outside the camp of Israel. Then the Israelites burned the whole city and everything in it. However, they did not burn the silver or the gold or the things made of bronze or iron. They put these things into the treasury of the holy tent of Yahweh. Joshua spared Rahab the prostitute, her family, and all those individuals who belonged to her. This was because Rahab hid the messengers whom Joshua had sent to spy on Jericho. Rahab still lives among the Israelites today. Then Joshua made this solemn prediction. He said, "Anyone who tries to rebuild this city of Jericho will be punished by a curse from the presence of Yahweh. The man who lays the foundation of this city will lose his oldest son. The man who sets up the gates will lose his youngest son." So Yahweh was with Joshua, and Joshua became famous throughout all the land.